Hi.
Ready for one more legislator.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Thank you, Stacy.
That's it.
Okay, I'm just going to, I'm calling at this time, 12 after 3, calling to order the meeting of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation. We're going to stand at ease from our meeting today jointly with the Committee on Environment and Energy.
Would you wait for one, our quorum, and then we'll get started there. Judy, Legislator Myers? On the way down. Talk among yourselves.
Don't talk.
Quiet.
Was it so new or was it such a deal? Discuss among yourselves.
Well, that's like the Holy Roman Empire. It was none one, none two, and none three. It wasn't holy, it wasn't Roman, it wasn't the Roman Empire. And that was always, that was the question you'd get in college. Right, describe the... Who else do we have?
Well, getting the Habsburgs and all those German princes a place to stick their excess relatives.
Yeah.
Sounds like Palm Beach.
Here we go. We have Legislator Myers, and as soon as Pete walks in...
Have you just come from down there and seeing relatives?
We're all set. Chairman, welcome. We do call to order Environment Energy. We have a quorum as well. And, Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you and your committee for joining us. The air in the rarefied hours at 3 is... clean, and but actually you all come to meet at 4 o'clock, so you meet at 4. We have before both committees today a series of items that all relate to a petition from the town of Newcastle. It's an act regarding a sewer district modification to create three sewer districts, northern sewer districts, numbers 1, 2, and 3 in Newcastle. We have the environmental findings. Dealing with the findings regarding the proposed modification, a resolution affirming no significant impact on the environment from the modification of, and then we have a resolution on public hearing dealing with proposed modification to the Sawmill Valley Sanitary Sewer District. This, the items before us have been discussed. I will not use that one Latin phrase. I will use an English phrase just quite often over the last number of years. And we have an opportunity today to hopefully move forward positively with both committees on these items, which all bring about one thing, which is the opportunity, as this board has done through the years and from our research has always done, which is positively deal with a resolution from a sister municipality asking us at the county to modify districts, take parcels out, put parcels in, and the like. We have our commissioner here. We have our water,
agency director
here. I'm sorry, through the years the titles have changed, but we have Mr. Laura and Ms. DeGrosa. And perhaps you can just briefly walk us through what we have before us. And further, this follows a meeting that we had 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, in this room dealing with this particular item. And at that point, we also discussed the ultraviolet proposal, but that's not here. And before... Before giving the floor, just wanted it noted from Newcastle, Supervisor Gerard has been stalwart, has been at all our meetings. She unfortunately is sick today, so she was unable to make it, but the good town attorney, Clint Smith, is here once again, has joined us, and we have some residents from Newcastle. Hal is here, and Don is here, and through the power of technology, others could, of course, be listening too. And then we have some media here as well. So I think that kind of brings in, and Dolph, Mr. Rothschild, has been very, very helpful through the years on a lot of these items. So it's good to see you, sir. Commissioner, tell us what's relevant and what we have before us.
Well, what you have before you is a request from the town of Newcastle to add certain parcels from Randy Woods, Yeshiva, and Riverwood developments. Because they have failing treatment plants and or septic systems. And the other added in Those have been before this the board before. The one group of parcels that was added is Chappaqua Crossing, the old Reader's Digest property, which most of it already lies in the Sawmill Valley District. This would be adding the northern end of the property into the Sawmill Valley District, so that is a small addition. I think the number is 293 parcels, approximately 187,000 gallons of 207,000 gallons of sewage would be diverted to the Yonkers Joint Wastewater Treatment Plant through the Sawmill Valley Trunk System. The Yonkers Joint Treatment Plant has a Speedy's permit, which allows a flow up to 120 million gallons a day. The average annual flow in 2010 was 83 million gallons a day. This has been a rather wet year. I suspect that that number will increase into the low 90 million gallon a day range. So there is plenty of capacity that exists in the Yonkers Joint Treatment Plant to handle this flow. And I think when we have gone over this previously, the issue at hand was never really flow. It was the odors at the Yonkers Joint Treatment Plant. And we believe that over the years, and I guess it's been a number of years since this first came up, and a number of odor studies that have taken place at the Yonkers Joint Treatment Plant, that the county, with the assistance of the board, has spent, will spend in excess of $52 million at that facility to upgrade facilities, and some of those are entirely odor control projects. Some of them have an odor control component. When we do a project at that plant, we always look at the odor control component so that if we can improve upon it, we do.
Okay. Gene, anything you'd like to add at this time, or just want to, any questions? Good. In no particular order, let me just make my notes here. Okay. First is, there is, as you indicated, Commissioner, an affordable housing component. I believe it's 20 units, I believe, is the number of units in the portion of Chappaqua Crossing that is coming in. So that those are fair, right, Mr. Smith, those are fair and affordable housing units. Is that the number? Am I off?
Under the plan and rezoning that was approved by the town board, the applicant would build 20 affordable units that meet the, that would be stipulation compliant.
Good.
It's required as it stands now to meet the income requirements that are set forth, and there's a commitment to meet whatever the marketing requirements.
Right. And there is no quid pro quo necessary nor even contemplated, but for the record, I will state that, interestingly and ironically and substantively, this is the second sewer inclusion of reasonable size, not one or two, Somers being the first one, and that too had a affordable housing piece to it and a potential fair and affordable housing component, as colleagues would recall. So it is a, dare I say, in this discussion, a sweetener to the action that the board potentially is taking here. So
this is the Chappaqua Crossing.
This is the, which is in this petition, which is part of the 207,800 gallons of the 293 parcels, as indicated. Second thing, there is a companion piece for this, again, in no particular order, if I might, colleagues, that just a recollection for future discussion, dealing with the $38 million of East of Hudson monies that 1997 were given to the county to be trusted, that have grown in interest over $60 million. Peach Lake took an allocation of 10. Newcastle has an allocation of 10. Somers, 10. Yorktown, 10. Bedford, 10. Not as per us, but as per the watershed supervisors have voted. And the DEP, Mr. Tessa, welcome, sir. And the DEP has been conceptually supportive of that. And so should the board move forward on these, there will be, and I'm going to request of the administration, and Chris and Tara, if we could stay on this, if we could get the companion legislation forthwith for the $10 million portion of the allocation once, in fact, the petition conclusion passes. Because you need the money to be companion to the action itself. Otherwise, you'll have people in the district without the wherewithal, the financial wherewithal to make this happen. The next issue is, we'll deal with odor, we'll deal with water district. Okay. Commissioner, when you gave us the statistics last time, and thank you for that, there was a chart that you showed that through the end of, that showed that in 2011 there was a significant drop in odor complaints. But interestingly, the other half of that chart showed that through 2010 that the odor complaints were pretty constant, that the sheer number of them were not demonstrably reduced, and in fact were pretty level. I think there was actually a slight growth. And you attributed the 11 drop to some actions that have been taken in terms of odor remediation. And I listened very carefully to your words, you very tellingly indicated that on the issue of odor, you used the phrase, you said $52 million will be spent on that, and that's monies that the board has appropriated thus far. How much of the 52 has not been invested thus far? And projects have not gone forward at this time.
Well, all of the $52 million, 52.7, has been obligated.
We've appropriated all 52.
All 52.
Correct.
And when I say
bonded,
have been spent, is that the first phase of the HVAC odor control project has just been awarded. So that is just starting to, money's being spent out.
How much is that, sir? Approximately?
I think it's about $6 point something million.
Okay. And so of the 52 allocation appropriation, two questions if I could, sir. First, is there a contemplation of any substantively necessary appropriation above and beyond the $52 million to tackle this odor problem?
Well, I think we had planned on subsequent HVAC improvements.
Yes.
Just to improve the air quality inside the buildings of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably remember that the neighborhood had a question about doors remaining open.
Sure.
And I think improving the air circulation and quality inside the buildings will help keep those doors
closed. Excellent. And how much would you estimate in current value, current dollars, that would be?
The following three phases will probably be in the neighborhood of about $15 million.
15, 1-5. Okay. And of the 52, and then any other necessary work going forward on odor that's being contemplated at this time?
Not at this time.
Okay. And then of the 52, while all appropriated, not all the monies have been bonded, correct? Not there have been projects worth 52. How much?
Yes, they have been bonded.
All 52, so projects with this HVAC and all, 52 has been. So it's the next 15 that's very, very important. And based on the fact that a number of us were down to the plant, we had a meeting with the public. Mayor Abacone was there, and very correctly, from his perspective, and what we heard was, again, representing his constituency, that there's still complaints and still some work to be done. What I'd like to do, colleagues, is as chair of the Environment and Energy Committee, then, having put this package to this point, fair is fair. We're all Westchester residents. We need to treat everybody fairly. What I would like to do, and Matt's here and Chris is here, I'd like to have drafted up paralleling some of, I think there was an action today, in fact, taken by budget, I believe. What was that, Mr. Leader?
Enforcing the contract for the Greenberg Nature Center.
In significantly urging. Maybe.
Yeah.
What we need to do is, again, be fair to everybody, and in that spirit is have an act directing that, in fact, the administration move to this $15 million necessary to take odor remediation within the plant, which then should have a qualitative, demonstrable effect, one hopes and believes, out to the community at large that surrounds this particular community. In English, we don't want to put out or dump upon any members of the community. Everybody needs to be treated fairly, and if we can solve a problem in one community and solve a problem in another community, it is then the proverbial win-win scenario at that point, and that is quite necessary. And Mr. Testa and Mr. Oros, the past with Peekskill, were very vociferous, and again, representing the districts well, in pointing out the same, that you don't want to dump upon one community, and it should not be a zero sum. We win, you lose. That's just not what the spirit that this board has moved forward. So, certainly, if we can have that for next Monday, Matt, Chris, and so we can act upon it so that when all this comes together and matures on the legislative calendar, we'll have various items that really are companion and it would need to parallel one another. And the odor remediation certainly is part of that. The other part that I'd like to mention for the record relative to the proposal, Commissioner, that you had given us last time, again, we're not dealing with it today, but it does need to be noted that of the ultraviolet work done, your testimony was pretty clear in that whether we go to alternative one or alternative number two, given the DEP's consideration that they will let us piggyback upon their work for ultraviolet clean pipe purposes, that they want the sewer district proposal modification increase to go into effect in Newcastle for substantive reasons, because this stuff is then not getting into their drinking water, our drinking water, and that there was a commensurate financial savings of approximately $20 to $40 million, you indicated that we would benefit under either scenario A or B, right? Whether we went the East View or we went Kensico, whether we did above ground or below ground, wherever we went, there would still be that commensurate savings. And interestingly, when you look at the assessed valuation of County Water District Number 1, as I saw the chart, as I recall it, in relationship to the applicable districts that would share in that $20 to $40 million, Yonkers and that water district seems to bear about a 60% increase. It's a little more than half of the assessed valuation. And therefore, you'd be looking at about a $12 to $24 million range of cost or savings, depending which way you want to look at it, that the Yonkers Water District, County Water District Number 1 would benefit from. So there is a commensurate advantage to that.
Well, and to that point, not only the Yonkers Water District, but the entire, not only the Yonkers portion, the entire Water District would be, if I'm not mistaken, in the $30 million range. So
it could be as much as 40 for everybody.
Yeah.
That's right. So, but I just wanted to again point out that in trying to treat everybody fairly, that would be an important consideration as well for the people of Yonkers and White Plains and some other areas. Okay. At this point, we have an item before us. It's on the table. Why don't any other, Mr. Chairman, if we might, may we accept a motion and a second from the applicable committees? And then we can have discussion, of course, at that particular point. Is that fair?
The proper order.
So for environment, energy, I generally don't, but I'd like to move it, if I might, if colleagues are okay with that, for all purposes that we have before us.
And as a NWWC representative, I'd like to second that, please, if I may.
And for Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, second. On discussion.
I have a question. Whenever we've talked about the water treatment and sewer issues, we hear about average daily flow at the plant. What was the peak daily flow last year?
The peak for any particular day?
Yeah.
At the Yonkers plant?
Yeah.
Probably about 260 million gallons.
And that is over capacity? Or is that within capacity?
No, that's within the hydraulic capacity of the plant.
Okay. What's the capacity again? I'm sorry.
The capacity of the hydraulic. See, there's a hydraulic capacity, and that plant can take up to 300 million gallons a day.
And then the capacity for, I guess, the sewage. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm relatively new, so I want to make sure I understand what the different capacities are. Your hydraulic capacity is 300 million gallons.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is the plant is broken up into different segments. The first part is your preliminary treatment, where you take out all the sticks and bottles and grit and sand type material. And then the second part is primary treatment, which is a settling or gravity. Removes the solids and some of the organic matter. That hydraulic capacity is 300 million gallons a day.
Okay.
The secondary treatment portion is a biological portion, which finishes the removal of the organic matter. The capacity of that particular portion is 150 million gallons. So, in an event like 260 million gallons a day, mm-hmm. 150 receives full secondary treatment,
okay.
Full disinfection, and the other portion will just go around, because it's a biological system and you don't want to wash it out, the other portion will go around, join with the secondary treated water, and it'll all be disinfected before it's released to the Hudson River. And that is, according to our permit, that is allowed in the permit. And actually, we don't violate the permit. The only problem we have at that point is probably what they call percent removal. And that's what comes in minus what goes out divided by what comes in. And the strength of the sewage gets so weak that it's hard to meet the 85% removals. Although almost at all occasions, we do meet those removals.
Thank you.
Follow up to that. For the record, just so the record is clear, why, what would account for such a massive flow?
It's rainwater. It's pure and simple. It's rainwater. It's inflow and infiltration. And a 4-square-mile area in southwest Yonkers has combined sewers. Most places have two, one for sanitary, one for stormwater. In southwest Yonkers, they just have one pipe. And all the stormwater and the sanitary sewage has to go to the treatment plant. So we take all that stormwater from that area of Yonkers, and that is treated through the plant.
And who has jurisdiction over the pipes going through the neighborhood? That's the city of Yonkers?
Yes, we own the trunk sewers, the main sewers, and the city of Yonkers owns the laterals and the interceptors.
All right, so in terms of deciding whether it's going to be a dual system or a single system, whose pipes would be involved with that? Is that both city and county, or is that just city?
The city of Yonkers.
Just city. Okay, thank you.
And just for the record, the 207,800 gallons here is a drop in the bucket compared to, you know, the problem and the treatment, obviously, down Yonkers, but nonetheless, with the older work, gives us an opportunity to move in that direction. Any other comments, thoughts, colleagues?
I just have one again to put on the record. When we were at the hearing, the mayor of Yonkers was quite clear. I mean, we know this has been a very sensitive issue, and he said quite clearly that if the odor issue goes away, the opposition of the city of Yonkers goes away. So I applaud you for asking for that companion piece of legislation. I think it's important that we show the people of Yonkers we're serious about finishing that work that we started, and that we care about that issue, and that we don't want it to be a one-sided solution.
And two parts in terms of timing. If and when this legislation passes by the end of the year, the pipes, the work is not going to, the flow doesn't start on January 1st. You know, it's going to take 12 months, 18 months, 30, you know, 24 months, whatever it takes to, you know, to move forward expeditiously, which gives the administration through the companion act that we're contemplating and going to be supportive of, dealing with odor remediation, a chance to get that going and get that odor remediation in place to then address that concern. So that certainly is an important addition to it. Seeing no further comment at this time, there will be a public hearing that needs to be requested, so we'll hear what people have to say. Mr. Chairman, for both committees, if I might, for both committees, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it, and the items before us have been discharged. Okay.
A little bull.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. He's here all week.
Did you mean it that way?
Yes. Remember, I've been here 14 years. on this one issue.
I thought he'd say drop the toilet, not drop the bucket.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but what did they call it?
A motion to adjourn Environment Energy.
So moved. Goes around.
And second?
Second.
And a motion to adjourn is Public Works Party.
So moved.
And everybody second. Just signed. What did you say? I'm sorry, Judy.
Without objection, then the committee
adjourned. Got to sign.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's the drop.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Good job. Good job, everyone.
There are just way too many double entendres going on.
Yeah, but you know what? This is
cool. We're going to meet next month.
Wow.
This is the one where...
How do we know if this